the 2025 high school football season just around the corner as we wrap up our coaches' shows here on a Wednesday night, and we finish up with the Hiawatha Redhawks head coach as Coach Drew back with his second year at the head of the Redhawk program. Coach, man, 2024 was fast-paced. You got a lot of players last year that got a lot of experience coming into 2025, and a lot of hope, I think, around the Hiawatha community. You guys did a lot of work this offseason. Let's talk a little bit about the offseason for Hiawatha. What all you guys been up to here this summer?
Well, we met right before the summer, me and about 15, 16 coaches here on campus, middle school and high school. Didn't quite have them all, but we met for about 4 hours, ordered tacos from El Canelo, and we talked about how we could improve the sports and athletics overall, all the sports and athletics. And the number one common theme was we got to get our kids to show up in the summer. Did a lot of research first year I was here and emailed and phone called a lot of coaches in the area. I mean, they're more than willing to help. Sabetha, Nemaha, Holton, Royal Valley, Andale. I talked to Andale's coach for 34 minutes on the phone. Chaney, Holcomb, emailed a lot of coaches, 3A to 2A, Marysville's head coach. Their common theme was your kids got to show up in the summer. They got to lift weights. And then the next step is year-round from 7th, 8th grade all the way up to 12th grade. And so us coaches, when we got together, we talked about how we could improve that. And so we had some good discussions nominating captains, boys and girls. We had a lot of kids to choose from, which was good, but also it's good and bad because some kids can't be captains. But it's a good problem to have. And the other thing is they weren't just seniors, obviously, on the girl side. But the boy side, we had a couple of kids that were younger than seniors that got consideration. And so it went well. We had good participation. We improved a little bit for the boys, a lot for the girls. That was awesome. Obviously, next year we're looking to improve even more. I think the biggest thing wasn't like the improvement. It was the bought into the community. Like, you know, I'm from here. I need to be proud. So I'm going to give back. We had kids that really did a lot of community service and went and helped different old folks homes and cleaned up stuff and volunteered. And it was awesome. And I do think we got bigger, faster and stronger in the weight room. But it was like the teamwork and coming closer together and realized like we all wear the same jersey in multiple sports. And I kept telling people it's not a football thing. It's a Hiawatha thing. And so a lot of people I don't even know, you know, they'd see me at the store or outside mowing my grass and stop me and said, hey, I really saw that on Facebook. I don't have Facebook, but, you know, and they were like, man, that's so cool. You had the kids do it. And, you know, I never told them what to do. I just told them how to earn the points. And so it was pretty successful. The cool thing is our freshman class saw it, and these younger kids, these 7th and 8th graders saw it, and that's what's really going to help us here in 4 or 5 years is see how far we've came.
Yeah. Well, like I said, kind of establishing a program. You talked about some of the younger kids maybe, but you had several seniors there leading the way with that. And so kind of establishing the program. You know, your first year last year, you get this going this summer and seeing where it can take you. And like I said, building the program within the Hiawatha school, not just football, but like you said, all sports, both girls and boys. It's kind of a commitment by the school and the students and the community. Having a kid in the program, definitely know that he took it to heart, and he thoroughly, I think, enjoyed it and learned a lot from the program here over the summer. Let's talk a little bit about the Jamboree. You guys went to Nemaha Central, where you did a little work on the field with the Thunder and the Panthers from Centralia. You're talking about two powerhouse teams that you're not going to have to play, but again, going to get some great experience hitting the Jamboree. Talk a little bit how the Jamboree went.
Yeah, I had the experience last year of going there, and then, I mean, I heard about both those teams. And then this year, I mean, they're just as good. So it doesn't matter if we're playing Big East or Jamboree or what, wherever we go, left, right, north, south, we're playing a good team. So, no, it was good. And they're nice guys, well-coached, good teams. And we competed well. What was awesome was the fact that, you know, Coach Glassick, you know, talked to me afterwards for about 10, 15 minutes and you know, was just talking about how organized and like attention to detail and fast and physical our kids were playing, and he could see the improvement, and that's awesome coming from a guy like him. And Centralia coaches, they were nice guys, and the same way, just two great teams. But I thought we competed pretty well. We moved the ball well. We didn't tackle the best, which we focused a lot on this summer, and we focused again this week. I mean, we caused a couple turnovers, so that was good. But no, it was good. Two really, really good teams, and I mean, they could beat 1A, 2A, 3A teams. So it was great.
Yeah. All right, very good. Well, obviously a lot going on here this off season, a lot of preparation with the practices leading up to week number one, which is this Friday night, and we'll talk about that matchup coming up next here on the Hiawatha Coaches Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, we're back with Coach Wyatt Giroux, the head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks, back for season number two. And, you know, last season, Coach, and we talked a little bit about this, a few games where just a couple of things maybe go a different way. Obviously, the Royal Valley game especially, a couple of things maybe go differently, and that outcome different to start out the year. But first about Royal Valley, though, it's kind of become a little bit of rivalry. Going back the last couple, 3 years, these have been one-score games between the Panthers and the Redhawks. It's a big game for the Redhawks to go out and kind of establish who they are in 2025.
Yeah, I learned last year. I had kids, and I asked some of the adults, you know, who's our rival? And you know, the older people, they don't say Royal Valley, but the younger kids, maybe if they graduated, you know, before I got here, but the seniors and juniors, they definitely say Royal Valley. So.
Yeah.
And watching the film the last couple of years, even when I wasn't here, you could see like the physicality, the chippiness. And that was one thing that we talked about last year. I mean, kudos to the Royal Valley. I talked a lot about them this summer with the coaches here, relating it to football. He's done a great job since he's been there, middle school to high school. And I said, that's kind of like what we have to copy. The kids that go out in summer weights in middle school, the kids that play football in middle school and then up to high school, you can really tell the last 4 or 5 years, all that work that coach and his staff have done over there at Royal Valley has really worked off. I mean, their middle school, I believe, went undefeated last year and were really good. And they had a very good high school season, won 5 games, rushed for a lot of yards. Defense was pretty good. And so that's kind of what I told my staff this year and people that I talk to on a regular basis is, you know, it would be great to be Nemaha, but I mean, first you got to work up to that. And I think Royal Valley and his staff and their school has done a great job. And I mean, my hat's off to them.
Well, you've got, like I said, Royal Valley first up and at home, so big game. You want to invite everybody out to fill up Memorial Stadium. You know, you've got a lot of excitement around this team because you also have a lot of seniors and upperclassmen with this team. Talk about that group and kind of what the expectations is for the 2025 Redhawks.
Yeah, the seniors are awesome. Not only are they good football players, they're just great kids. They're funny. They're hardworking. They're kids that volunteer for anything. I mean, they're awesome. I wish I could clone them. But, I mean, it's going to start with our O and D line. We're about 7, 8 guys deep, but our seniors are definitely going to anchor it. And their physicality and their nastiness. And if you guys happen to watch me on the sideline, it's going to be firing those guys up because our team goes and we move the football and we stop if they're locked in and engaged for 4 quarters. And so that's who we're looking to feed off of. And then obviously we got some skill guys also that are seniors. We moved a couple guys around and some guys will play some different positions and just plug them in and where we need them and try to get them the ball. But it's going to be a good group, and I'm glad that I had a full year. I wasn't moving, and we had a full off season and a good camp. And I really think these younger guys are learning from them just because they're such good kids.
You know, it's been a tough high school career for these seniors, and you got to think, and maybe you can shed a little light onto this and maybe a little insight. They really want to go out with a good season, you got to think.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, before I moved here, it was a lot of kids had injuries, the 2025 and 2026 class. And hopefully we have figured that out in the weight room. We were doing some stuff wrong, and we really focused on technique and started with the basics in our strength program. I mean, injuries always suck and set you back, and especially when you're really trying to get kids out and develop kids and build a program, and you don't necessarily have the depth that you would like to see in 5 years, you know, where your numbers are at 50 and you're 2-3 deep. And so those injuries really set you back. So yeah, I mean, our kids are healthy. And like I said, some kids are playing some different positions or will play their main position and rotate in at a different one, and they're not selfish. And they're really focused right now on just having the best season of their 4-year career.
All right. Well, good luck on Friday night. They're at home. Again, you've got Royal Valley kickoff at 7 o'clock from Memorial Stadium. And we'll be checking in with you next week after week one, Coach.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, Coach Wyatt Giroux again, head coach of the Red Hawks. Again, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on Kansas Land Country is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, by Citizen State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.